Hey guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about my guys over at Shinesty. Those dudes have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help you look fucking good. They can even help someone like Phil out. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill randos with jealousy or make you look like a sexual Greek god or goddess. So whether you're searching for retro gear, signature knockout threads, or simply something that makes you look like you got your shit together, even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing at shinesty.com. That's S-H-I-N-E-S-T-Y.com. And when you go to the promo code, go to loud69. It'll give you 15% off your next order. Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Episode 21, Loud and Obnoxious. Your host, Kip Wilson, as always, and my co-hosts. We'll start with, we have a special guest with us this evening, pastime producer, founder of Hash Sports, BVD is with us. BVD, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty good, fellas. Thanks for having me on tonight. Appreciate it.
Yep. I figure you're chipper as shit, and seeing as your Eagles are still in the playoffs and in the conference final, or excuse me, the NFC Championship game, I'll say it like that. I figured it deemed worthy to bring your ass over here for the episode. So yeah, I appreciate you having us.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood. But we'll see what happens come Sunday. I'm not feeling too positive about it, but in the meantime, fly Eagles fly.
Yeah, there you go. And then trusty as always, my right hand man, Philip, how are we this morning?
How the fuck do you think I'm doing?
Salty.
Love it.
And, you know, for every yin, there is a yang, and for Phil, there is a Pierce. Pierce, hey, out! If Phil's not feeling well, how are you to this evening?
God, I'm feeling great. But it's not because Phil's miserable. I'm just great overall, just because, you know. But, yeah, Phil being a little miserable is, you know, it's a plus. It's a plus. We get to mess with Phil tonight. I'm fucking stoked. God.
This is going to be a fun episode for those at home listening. We may have gone a little long on our interview with Mikey Buckets, Hash Sports famous basketball insider. So you will hear that interview a little bit later, if not in another episode. But tonight we do have a deep schedule for you. We're going deep. NFL. We're talking our championships. We're talking Phil's misery. We're talking all the playoffs that happened the weekend behind. And then what's going to happen to BVD this weekend. So it should be a good time. And then, as always, we're going to do a little work on the Olympics. We're going to show you how Americans would watch these sports if they would just change it up a little bit, featuring Pierce's ideas.
We got plans, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Just
yes,
make
sir.
Them a little more exciting, because, I mean, these games are growing stale, I think. The younger generation. Get the millennials involved. Get them watching, you know?
I like where your head's at, and I like where the ideas are flowing from. After that, we'll do a little podium talk. As always, our new hottest topic, our segment, whatever you want to call it. We got a new idea for you this evening, so tune in. And then after that, we've got some new segments, including Ask Alexa, as well as we're going to do a little voice time, 24-second shot clock there at the end of the episode to air a little grievances. So it'll be a good time. So let's get this party started. All right.
Woo!
Let's start with Phil. Y'all want to start with Phil, or y'all want to start with the other shit and get it out of the way?
Let's start with the Eagles game.
So I can sweat it.
Just because. Yeah. Well, let's make him wait, because I feel like he's sitting over there just like dreading us talking about
it. Let's drag it on.
Let's just, exactly. Let's talk about it last if we can.
All right. Well, then we'll start here. Speaking of sweating, BVD, fourth down, Julio drops a ball that he catches if he's given the opportunity, which didn't seem to happen this season.
No, I mean,
how happy are you?
I'm extremely happy, but, you know, the season goes on. We haven't won anything yet until we get to the Super Bowl, so
He wouldn't have gotten in bounds, though.
Let's say he catches that ball. You don't think he's going to find a way to get his toes in?
No, because he was probably still
out of bounds. I mean, he didn't catch the ball. He went halfway.
He was probably still trying to get his feet down, though, even though he didn't catch the ball.
Because you're not thinking, oh, I didn't catch that. Fuck my feet. No, you got to be thinking about your feet way before that.
Yeah, but as a Philly fan, 9 times out of 10, he catches that ball and comes down with both feet in the end zone, and we lose that game.
If it was the Saints, he would have caught it.
9 times out of 10? Julio catches that ball and gets both feet in. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even if it's not just Philly fans, like, it could have been against the Saints or the Panthers or whomever. He's a great receiver. But yeah, shit. That's Nick Foles showed up.
Big Dick Nick. Yeah. I mean, he had a decent game. I mean, he was the, I don't know. He got
catalyst?
He got the win. And the
defense.
I mean, Fletcher Cox.
It's all about the defense.
A bunch of field goals, huh?
Speaking of big dicks, Fletcher Cox. That's a knee banger from a Bulldog right there. Yazoo County, Mississippi. Yeah. That guy is born bred. Just beats the shit out of people. He's unbelievable.
I mean, it's a whole defensive line, too, though. I mean,
yeah, the front seven.
The team's not made of one guy, Skip.
We're just talking about knee bangers over here. I mean, we were talking about Foles, and I just figured Fletcher Cox deserves a shout out.
Yeah, he's cool.
They're definitely both knee bangers for sure. But I mean, holding the Falcons to 10 points, I mean, you gotta really take that into consideration. That's a fucking good defense. So we'll see. I mean, against the Vikings, I guess anything's possible, but I'm not feeling too confident going into that game. I mean, how confident can you really feel when you still have Big Dick Nick as your quarterback? So, I mean, he showed up this past week and, you know, at least was a good game manager for Alabama standards, I guess.
He's got to manage the game, man. Right. He's a regular Greg McElroy, I tell you what.
So
We'll
see. I mean, I feel like the Vikings they have some bad juju against them with the opportunity to play at home in the Super Bowl. When's the last time that was done?
Never.
Exactly.
So. Never, ever in the history of the world? No. I feel like the worst case scenario for the NFL is Vikings and Jaguars, or pretty much anybody.
That's exactly what I'm cheering for.
Me too. That's all I want to happen.
I just want mayhem.
I want absolutely
to get fucked. Give me a third string running back, a third string quarterback, and a obviously all-pro defense versus Blake Bortles and Leonard Fournette. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great Super Bowl.
Blake Bortles versus, man,
Case Keenum.
I was seriously blanking on his name. That's how insignificant that guy is in the
world. Or even Nick Foles. I mean, it's like the same scenario.
Yeah,
right?
I'm with you on Foles.
The Eagles.
The Eagles have a massive market.
Yeah, they at least have the market. Like, as far as, like, TV and advertising goes, like, Jaguars and fucking Vikings. Oh my god, it would be so goddamn funny.
I would love to see Saxonville in the Super Bowl
just for that.
Only because I don't want to fucking play the Patriots. I mean, we all know how that song and dance is gonna go.
Yeah,
right.
Well, shit. Let's say that if you do, obviously Jacksonville beat the shit out of the Steelers, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I mean, Jacksonville, if they beat the Patriots, then to say that you're excited to see them is kind of like, I mean, that's a top defense, if not the Vikings. So you're going to see back-to-back. But at this point, I guess everyone's a good defense.
Well, then they'd be due for a flop, you know, two big wins. Oh, thinking they're great going into the Super Bowl. They'd be talking mad.
Let's stop with these hypotheticals.
Shit.
We'll get back into that next
week. The
whole
world's a goddamn hypothetical.
God, you're so astute. I appreciate
that. Yeah, man. I woke up this morning feeling pretty good, Skip.
Plus, if Jacksonville gets to the Super Bowl, I mean, how many people on that team have Super Bowl or playoff experience in general?
Tom fucking Coughlin.
Yeah. Well, that dude from...
Which means he had beaten the Steelers for a third time. And you can't say that just because he's not the head coach. He doesn't have a hand in everything.
You mean
the
Patriots?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He should coach the game this week.
I think so, too.
I don't know. Well, I think... I couldn't even tell you.
I would love to see
We're going to bring in Tom.
Give us some fresh blood. And by fresh, we mean 82 years old.
Look, he's got the number of these guys. He's been guaranteed he's all over practice this week. Being like, look, you got it. You got to get some... Which one of y'all can trap a ball on your helmet? Like, which one of y'all is really good at that?
If you're not 10 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late.
Right, let's
get it
together.
Coughlin time is what they called it.
Yeah, well, I don't think Bortles is an Eli Manning. I just don't.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you don't really. That's kind of like game manager is all you need from what looks like Jackson.
Eli's not a game manager. You watch your mouth.
That's what I'm saying. All you need is a game manager to win. I mean, look what he did against the Steelers. He handed the ball off for 3 touchdowns, and Did he throw one?
Scrambled a bunch.
I mean, yeah, he does get key plays. Like,
man, he's been running a lot in the last two games.
Good, because very his legs clutch. Are more very are safer than his arm.
Very clutch.
He's looking like Michael Vick out there.
Yeah.
Let's not go that far. Y'all are getting mad at me
for comparing folks.
Blake
Vick, well, that was a Twitter thing. Like, at least two last week it was. I'm sure people were doing it again this week, too. They were calling him Blake Vick. I figured you saw that being the Twitter man, dude.
No, I'm not sleeping, but I just didn't see it. So I'm not sure where you saw it.
No, you ain't sleeping.
It means he got it from either Neil McCready or Hugh. So,
No. But, dude, fuck. I'm all over Twitter.
He's rattled. But let's,
not even close to being rattled, Skip.
Well, let's talk for
a second. The day you rattle me is the day that...
You started cussing him out.
Calm down. Breathe. Let's talk about the Jags for a second. They beat, I mean, if you'd have told me that Ben Roethlisberger threw for 5 touchdowns at home, you would have assumed that they won.
Multiple fourth down conversion touchdowns.
Yeah, except for the 2 of them, which they did not convert, which seemed to be pretty costly and inept play calling. But at the same time, let's talk about the fact, like, they still lost. He had 5 touchdowns and they lost.
Well, they had already written themselves into the AFC Championship game.
Oh, kind of like when Phil did that last week when he was talking about who he'd rather see, Philly or Atlanta, because he's worried that Atlanta would beat him.
You walked right into that one!
I wasn't fucking saying we were going to win. I thought we were going to lose.
I got 4 club tickets. I got my regular seats. I got 6 other tickets at the other end of the field. I got a bunch of tickets for the NFC Championship.
It's not like I was advertising that someone called me and asked me about it, so I was telling him what I fucking had.
I know, but it's just so much fun to remember that.
Oh, it's only going to start, but let's get back to the AFC game. I'd hate to tease y'all about what is to come, but it's coming back. So
was there a game?
There was another game besides the Saints losing in fantastic fashion. The Steelers lost in fantastic fashion. What was the fucking call? Why do you do that onside kick? Like, is Tomlin trying to get fired?
And
the
Steelers aren't a team that...
A Steelers aren't the team that fires coaches. They've had, like, 4 coaches in 50 years.
Right.
Like,
grim death.
Three. Phil just says 3. That's right. If, maybe. I don't know. But, like, what... I mean, what is he doing? Like, is he going to be back? Is Big Ben coming back?
Yeah, I think Ben's coming
back. Haley won't be back.
He gone.
I agree with Phil on that one. I think
they'll both be back and Haley will be gone.
I think that's a fair assumption. Because he's been throwing him under the bus a fair amount. Like, in all these, like, offhanded comments and shit of that nature. I couldn't agree more. I think you're correct on that one.
Big Ben wants one more chance at it.
And
I think he already said he's already coming back.
Oh, he definitely already committed to next season, yeah. Well, we'll see if that, like, comes into fruition. But he's
doesn't he almost retire, like, every August?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's the new Brett Favre.
Except he rapes more people instead of just sends text messages.
Like, there is absolutely no way you cannot do it. It's amazing.
What? That's real. That's a fact.
Allegedly.
He settled out of court.
Allegedly.
Okay, so I apologize. Big Ben, if you want to come argue your defense to me, I know you're a regular listener. Please come join us. Give us your defense. I do apologize about throwing a hard R out there. I did not mean to throw that hard R out there. Well, let's move into another hard R. Aaron Rodgers getting sloppy seconds from Danica Patrick. So, we moved from the playoffs because we're not to Phil yet.
we're going to drag that
but
out.
That's a totally different R word.
But this is totally related to Phil because Aaron is number 2 on our list of people that we hate on. So this is very appropriate that we talk about Aaron before we venture off into the Phil conversation, which is going to be somewhat entertaining. But our boy Aaron and Danica Patrick are now dating. Yeah. What do y'all think about that? I got my opinions on it. I'm pretty sure I know what's going on here. She is not into Aaron. This is not something that she's in the long run for with him.
You think it's a publicity stunt?
I think she's just like, okay, she dated Ricky for 5 years, right?
Ricky who?
Ricky Stenhouse. He's like some other NASCAR driver, apparently.
He's an Ole Miss guy.
Yeah, right. He had an Ole Miss helmet. Him and Freeze were real tight. So this guy might beat a Bible and then God knows do what on the weekends. But anyway.
So what you're telling me is Ricky's probably getting laid by some really strange
snooks. Oh, man, I really had a feeling you were going to say a different word there. Anyway. So what I think's going on is she really does love this Ricky guy, obviously, because she really wanted her to propose. I mean, she is 35, so she is desperate. But anyway, I think she's just trying to make Ricky jealous. He's going to be like, oh man, I wish I had Danica. And then boom, he's going to like make some like rom-com movie proposal to her, like something about Mary shit.
I don't think that's how there's something about Mary goes.
Well, yeah, it's really not.
That's not even close.
That's not, I mean, like, as far as my romantic comedies go, that's my romantic comedy, so that's what I got. I'm sorry. So yeah, I probably could have thought of a better one, like The Notebook, which I bet you've seen. I guarantee Kip's seen
a thousand times.
Yeah, I've never. I don't know about all that. So anyway, I think it's all.
If you don't believe in love, what's the point of living?
I think Ron Swanson. I think she's just trying to fuck with him. I think she's trying to get back with Ricky.
I mean, she moved on quickly. Aaron. I mean,
it's so fast.
They broke up.
That's a classic needle dick problem. She was like, "Give me a real hard dick." She doesn't want to hang out with some needle dick anymore.
You think that's the problem with Stenhouse? Why?
I don't know.
Plus, Aaron Rodgers
Stenhouse has
way more fucking money than Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is.
He does. Now
she's got her own money.
Okay,
she's
so gold digger.
She's
got her. She's the only chick NASCAR driver. NASCAR prints some coin as well.
GoDaddy.com.
And she's the only chick that. Yeah, not to mention the new GoDaddy.com commercials. Goodness gracious. I mean, she's. I'm not going to say she's better than Olivia Munn because Olivia Munn is smoke. But after seeing Olivia Munn's nudes, I want to see some Danica nudes to really compare.
But Danica did announce her retirement like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't win. You just retire.
Exactly. She just wants to stay in the spotlight.
I know a lot of people.
She wants to stay in the spotlight.
I can't wait to retire.
Exactly what Phil said.
So it's an attention grab. Yep. So none of us. So
she wants to stay relevant.
Not one of us thinks this is love.
She needs to figure out a career after NASCAR. So she's.
She's pivoting. Yeah. That's what businesses do when they're failing. I learned that from Silicon Valley.
Why didn't she holler at Blake Bortles?
Because she's like twice his age.
Because have you seen Blake Bortles, woman?
Smoke?
Yeah.
All right, this is bad radio, but it could be good radio. Yeah. Google Blake Bortles girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm doing it now.
Lindsay Duke?
I just saw her on the Twitter. I'm not sure her name, but she was hot.
She's good looking.
I mean,
we're all looking it up now.
It's Blake Bortles. Like, I mean, come on, man.
Well, if it is Lindsay Duke, then yeah.
Like, Blake ain't messing around.
Well, that's not a bad
thing. He's messing around. He goes, I'm messing around.
That's not a bad offseason move. Of all the Packers' offseason moves, I believe Aaron Rodgers got a win for the best one yet.
So, long story.
That's a good joke.
Man, we're going to beat that drum. It's going to be great.
I was too busy looking up Blake Bortles' girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let me see her. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see why he doesn't want anything to do with Danica. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, look, Danica, say, none of us think this is true love. We think Aaron is destined to continue his misery on our list.
You can't ever be happy when you're on the list. And that reminds me of another guy that's on the list.
Man. And
Grayson Allen.
Oh, yeah. Grayson, but we're really not going to talk about basketball.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Because Grayson's a real, you know,
shitbird.
That guy, yeah. But anyway, we will get to the guy, the only guy that seemed to be doing good on the list, and this guy actually predicted that it was going to end in the most miserable fashion possible. And if I can find that clip, I'm going to put it right here.
But that doesn't change the fact that it still fucking happened, and that we get to ridicule him for it. And it seemed like there's some stuff that happened off camera or off air that we get to bring to light as well. So we're just going to rip on Phil pretty much all through this Saints section.
Yay! But it was, okay, first and foremost, it was a fantastic fucking football game. I mean, if you had nothing invested in it, it was one of the best NFL games in a while.
I agree. I didn't even get to catch most of the game because I was doing the rodeo stuff. But at the same time, I caught the fourth quarter, and it was actually amazing. That's pretty much when it's when Breeze mounted his comeback. He proved that he could play at least 2 to 3 more years because he was able to play against that top-tier defense. But what happened in those last, let's say, minute 24, I couldn't have paid enough money to be in the same room with Phil. I just wanted to be in the room with Phil so goddamn bad. It was mine. I hate it. After watching the game before and seeing how jubilee he was winning in the divisional round, in the wild card round, I just wish I could have seen the misery from the divisional round.
I don't even know if it was worth. I don't think like Phil would overreact and like break a bunch of shit. I think Phil just wouldn't say anything.
I didn't. I walked out the bar in dead silence. Well, I think I was at the bar before he even made it to the end zone. I was already halfway to my car.
So you had already paid your tab?
Yeah. Yeah.
I say you were
on the final drive. I paid my tab.
That's a pro move. Yeah, I did that for the Mississippi State Alabama game. That's a pro move. Yeah. That's when you know. That's how you know someone's a fan of a team that's been a loser before.
Oh yeah.
That's how you know. You're like, I've seen this heartbreak before.
But not just that. That's a pro move. Even if you win, you're not gonna like sit around and high five everybody and be like, oh, we won. You're gonna get the fuck out of there still. Anyway.
BGD, yeah, what are you going to do on Sunday when y'all lose? Like, how will you go about it? Will you throw things at a television? How's that going to work?
No, because my expectations are at an all-time low. I mean, if we had Carson Wentz, you know, as quarterback, then I would expect us to win this game against the Vikings and go to the Super Bowl, but we don't. So if we lose, it's probably just, you know, that's what's meant to be.
Yeah, what happens? Ho hum. He's also a Reb fan, so you know.
That's about as defeated as you can. I mean, the Eagles, you've been around a couple times. You boo Donovan McNabb. He takes you to multiple NFC championships.
That guy didn't even know that overtime was a thing.
Took us to a Super Bowl.
He didn't know you could tie.
If you're surprised, I'm surprised he wasn't concussed when he said that. If you think about it, the rules and protocols back then, I'm going to give Donovan a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt.
He's got
but
CTE.
But not
sure.
giving the benefit of the doubt to the Eagles fans. You are being humble. You're avoiding what would be considered the fill seat for next week. I mean, buying 12 tickets to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing
as
that.
As a four seat is a bold
I
fucking
got
play.
Six tickets
and
in the
Phil
club.
Did it!
You can find Phil in the fucking club.
Well, you have to buy the playoff tickets beforehand. Y'all would know that if you ever bought tickets to an NFL game.
Oh, there's
or had season
card!
Tickets.
Oh, shit! Oh, yeah, my teams never go to the playoffs or anything good, so I don't know what it's like, so you got me there.
I don't even live near the Cowboys, and I don't think we're really worthy of it, so I'm not sure I could pay for a club-level ticket in Jerry World and expect anything. I mean, they'd have to literally win the Super Bowl for the expectations to be, like, or the value to be worth
well,
whatever the cost
I only
cost
have
those
two
tickets.
Seats, but you could buy up extra playoff tickets after the playoff.
So what
seats.
He was doing, he was being a lush, and he was selling them on StubHub for insane markup.
Family and friends.
That sounds like bad karma.
Yeah, it's a little bit of bad karma. Like
family and friends only.
So let me ask you, do you think that maybe bad karma from like real life translates into like you get fucked in the game?
I mean, people definitely think that kind of shit.
Am I the only Saints fan in the world?
I don't know.
Maybe it was a group effort. Maybe they are equally shitty.
Yeah, maybe
you should ask Atlanta fans.
Ooh, what do you think they did, Phil level?
Well, I fucking made fun of Atlanta all year, so I probably did deserve it.
Yeah.
UGA and Falcons fans.
It's not a good time.
They're having a rough past couple years.
Southeast.
Super burn.
So, do you think, Phil, how do you feel about, like, Sean Payton taunting the fans? Like, that seems kind of classless from a guy that, you know, that also cheats on his wife and pops a bunch of pills. I mean, he goes out there and tries to taunt the team before even finishing the game, and then gets beat. Is that
the second time this year that's happened? He made the choke sign to Devontae Freeman in the Falcons Thursday night game, and we lost.
That's a good point.
What's this guy's attitude?
Yeah, man.
He lost his composure for sure. I mean,
it starts from the top and goes its way down.
Is he on the perks again?
I hope so. I hope so.
That's how they got
into the Super Bowl. That's when we won the fucking Super Bowl. So get Sean Payton, get back on the Percocet if you're not already back on it.
Get back on that cheerleader.
Do the MDMA as well. You got to, you know, mix them together, whatever.
Yeah. Just carefully.
On another note, that skull chant is like the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen.
It's really cool.
Were
like,
they
and
steal
we'll,
that from Iceland or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and it's like when they did, they made a run in the Euro Cup last year when they went into the final or the round of 16.
And the Vikings were like, ooh, that looks cool.
And,
let's steal that and use
well,
it on our stadium.
I think it's a similar
Their stadium's
thing.
Really fucking
As a
cool,
blonde, really. You may be able to relate. Isn't that, does that translate?
Does what translate? I might be a blonde, but I'm not a Viking.
Oh, I didn't know. I just thought you were Norwegian.
German.
Okay, well.
But,
we won't get into that.
But,
we probably should separate you and Phil.
Oh, that's one of Skip's best jokes in the history of jokes right there. I'll admit that.
What's it called? So, yeah.
Real low-key, too. Like, it'll take people. They're probably rewinding it right now to hear what you said.
I'm still figuring it out.
They're loving it.
I get it.
I knew Phil would break down and explain it.
I got it. Explain I just wanted it. Phil to say it.
Just in case y'all are wondering.
I'm glad you have to carry that badge of burden.
Love it.
So, but yeah, I mean, as he has to carry that, I'm sure, like, you understand that, like, if you ever, like, fuck someone over, like StubHub someone, you know, screw over a vet, that this could translate, and this could translate, and you could have to...
I mean, people wouldn't do that. Like, that's just wrong.
You could always end up burning you. 10 seconds left, Phil. He didn't step out. He didn't go out of bounds, which... We can call a spade a spade.
What if, kind of tackle was
what
that?
What was that?
Like, seriously, was that even an attempt?
What was Marcus Williams doing?
But if he hits him, he goes out of bounds, and then they're inside the field goal range, so it's not
there's no time better on the clock!
Bullshit! There was like 4 seconds. He still had 40 yards to run past that shitty defensive coverage.
It's better to run the risk of him going out of bounds than just not tackling him at all.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I don't
let him run to the end zone.
I don't think that was his intent. I'm not blaming the safety. I mean, I'm sure the safety wasn't like, let me just whiff on this completely. He just closed his eyes and shot his gun. It wasn't the end result was kind of what you get for tackling blind, I suppose.
He might even look. I don't know.
I mean, I've heard all
I feel bad for him. Like, him crying in all these videos. Like, the same reason I said that I didn't want the kicker for Bama to get, like, ridiculed if they had lost. I don't want to see one person take a loss. Like, and I feel bad for this rookie safety who probably played his dick off all season and probably had a great season.
He made a pick earlier in the game. He wouldn't have been in the game without him.
But you don't know who he is until you do something like that. You don't remember the guy that's like, yeah, maybe your Tracy Porter's who does a pick six to win the Super Bowl.
I thought you were going to say Darren Sharper.
Because you know you're really into that kind of shit. So I can't believe you didn't say Darren
Sharper. God damn! That's classic Saints karma.
Open up your alley.
God, that's a classic Saints karma situation.
Man,
right there.
I tell you what, Skip.
Fuck, I'm off. Well, I guess I'm off just one beat.
A little bit tonight. It's cool.
It's all right. We'll battle back.
You just said he made the best joke he's ever made on here.
Yes, well, sometimes you can bring, you know, your talent, but not your overall best. What's it called? Well, I digress, but we move on. That's not the end of this.
Before we move on, though.
It's never really moved on. We can pick on Phil all night. That's all right, theme of this show.
Because I'd like to keep that going.
Cool.
At the end of the day, though, yeah, he missed that tackle. But they were lined up in the wrong fucking
defense.
Yeah,
how do you not have somebody behind him?
Your coach is too busy antagonizing the goddamn fans.
He's skull chanting, baby. Woo!
Stop maybe taking Percocets and fucking banging cheerleaders and start focusing on maybe prevent defenses.
Nah, more Percocet.
More Percocet, less cheerleader, more prevent defense. That's the recipe.
I mean, how do you not cover the edge of the field and give up the entire fucking middle of the field. Who cares?
That's what they were doing.
How is Diggs always...
Didn't that happen with Tyreek Hill in one game? They gave him
It's not like they even let him behind him. The dude caught the ball in front of him. He just whiffed, like you said.
I think that
Williams
but
there wasn't a safety over... like.
He is the safety.
Yeah, but the safety over top could have maybe gotten there in time, but I don't know where the fuck he was there in that play. The other safety.
Yeah, I mean, it was as botched as you can get.
It was bad.
That's cool. I got a big-ass smile on my face. Not because Phil's unhappy, but because I'm happy because Phil's unhappy.
I mean, as an Eagles fan, I would have preferred to see the Saints.
Bullshit.
In Philly. I would have preferred to see them because
the Saints would have outscored y'all out of the... Nick Foles and Jay Ajayi would not have been able to keep up. Drew Brees would have been able to throw. I mean, he turned it around.
Not on the road, not in
Philly. Let's say they win
conditions.
The bullshit.
He scored three touchdowns.
You're talking about a Hall of Famer. You think conditions bother him? He went to school at Purdue. Like Mikey said, it's a shit stain in Indiana. It's cold as dirt there. I mean, it's fucking ice cold. I don't know if dirt's cold, but ice cold.
Yeah, but I mean, look what we did to... Speaking of cold, look what we did to, you know, Matty Ice and the Falcons.
But I don't think... No one was like, ooh, the weather did it. I mean, I don't think they're...
I'm not saying the weather did it, but I'm saying our defense is that good. I think we could have controlled Breeze and at least held him to...
I don't put Matty Ice within three in the echelon of the top 32 with Breeze. I think Brady, Breeze, and probably Aaron Rodgers are in a tier well above the next group. And I think Matt Ryan is somewhere in the middle of that group with other teams that have achieved. A lot of teams can lose in the Super Bowl. Kaepernick's done that.
Oh, for sure.
But at the same time, I don't know how great Matty Ice is. But I wouldn't say, well, we stop Matty Ice, we can stop Drew Brees. I thought that offense was ticking pretty well in that second
half. Talk about a hypothetical. Yeah. Drew Brees. Like, yeah, let's not do hypotheticals. But then
no, it's not a hypothetical. We're doing a comparison. I was just saying.
Well,
Drew Brees is out. I think the Saints could have scored on
Drew
the
Brees
Eagles.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, they could score on the Eagles. We'll I'm never just saying, know. If I would, like, if I could choose a matchup, I would rather play the Saints than the Vikings.
See, that's interesting, because I figured Case Keenum would be easier for a better defense.
I mean, you would think so, but he's been killing it all year. I mean,
well, he had didn't a shaky have a, he second didn't have half. A, he didn't even have a touchdown in the game until the pass to Diggs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like.
He looked awful in the second half.
I believe in Case Keenum.
I think he's kind of one of those Bortles kind of guys. They're all and Foles may be in that same boat. So it's Brady and then three guys that you know he's playing against defenses at this point.
The real winner of this whole thing is fucking Jeff Fisher, who has Case Keenum and Nick Foles, two of his former players.
But that no, that just shows really how he's a loser. He's it shows how incompetent he is.
He's like,
and you had Todd Gurley as a rookie 1,000-yard rusher and still couldn't go above 8-8.
Apparently that dude thinks he's getting a job this offseason, too.
He's probably in there with, like, Les Miles. Like, Les Miles keeps thinking he's, like, up for the next gig.
Houston Nuts. Like, somebody's going to hire me. I just know they are, man. I just want to go out. I'll go out to New Mexico and I'll coach them up, boy. And any kids that need some helping out there, I'll tell you what. Houston Nuts.
There's also some prostitutes that need some money out of New Mexico.
Fuck Houston Nuts. I think I'd never get the job again. This stupid fucking straw hat. Fuck him.
You got him good.
He's a loser.
I guess that kind of takes care of NFL. We could talk about the Pats, but we don't like to give them any attention on our podcast. We'll talk about, I guess, Patricia's headed to Detroit. McDaniels has decided to choose from, I guess, the internet on Twitter. NBC Sports was
Justin
reporting
Twitter.
That Josh McDaniel, NBC Sports, not Neil McCready, was reporting that
I don't know why
Josh McDaniel is headed to Indianapolis. Yeah, so he chose that over Tennessee.
Seems like the logical choice. I mean, wouldn't you rather have Luck than Mariota?
See, this is why. Okay, Phil, this is
why
I like
you. Why is everybody so in love with Luck?
I don't think he's that great, but what's so special about Mariota?
Well, let's break it down.
It sucks.
Let's break it down then, because Luck is in Europe right now, getting like stuff done to him to make sure that he's healthy again. Same thing Kobe did. So you would think that
If Kobe did it, then you know
he came
it's
back.
Good.
Well, but at the same time, he's been gone for a year and a half, so and no one has told you shit. So why are you to believe that? Why would you be like, oh, let's take this ambiguous situation in Indianapolis over a team that was just in the playoffs, but the coach was inept? Why are you saying Indianapolis over Tennessee?
Well, maybe first access of all, Indianapolis is just a better franchise overall.
You would rather work? Oh, I guess Jim Mercy. You'd rather work for Jim Mercy?
The pill popper, of course.
Yeah. That's because they have a longer history than Tennessee does.
Well, real relaxed environment around
that. Were the Houston Oilers worth the damn?
Well, I mean, if you throw the Oilers in. I mean, still, it doesn't fucking
time
matter.
Out, right? Time out, time out. You're talking about an organization.
The Oilers, they had Warren Moon. Let's get on.
Calm down. They also had Steve McNair, who was a great.
Woo, Air McNair,
he was
baby. R.I.P.
Rest in peace. In peace. But Steve. Yeah, he was also great, I guess, ambassador for the program when they moved over to Nashville. So shout out to the McNair family if you want to come on. Shout out.
Oh definitely happy.
We know you're listeners.
Yeah.
Everyone's a listener.
He's not.
Yeah. But I think I would take the Mariota coming off a playoff team. You have a young, you just wasted a draft pick on Corey Davis or whatever that kid's name was out of Western Michigan.
Well, he didn't play all year. He looked pretty good in the playoffs.
I know. And Delaney's there. And I guess you got Derrick Henry because you're going to probably let go of Murray. So I think that, like, it seems like the cupboard is a lot more full or fuller. And
Mariota threw more picks than touchdowns
this
year.
That's a product of his coaching, and his coaching is honestly awful with malarkey. But if you're a head coach or if you're a quarterback whisperer such as McDaniels claims to be, wouldn't you think, oh, I can make you know,
I don't
like
think he's claimed to be a quarterback whisperer.
Well, I think he's been a claimed
he
to be.
Drafted
people
Tim
say
Tebow.
He is.
Last
yeah,
year,
he did a good job in Denver.
He made Tebow a playoff quarterback and beat the Steelers in the play wild card round, didn't he?
No, God,
with Tebow. That's what he had. He wasn't
forget.
With Tebow, that's what he did. So that's actually not a slight to McDaniel. The problem with McDaniel was he traded everything else away, like Cutler,
Marshall.
Yeah, like they let, you know, all the defensive players go. They didn't treat anybody with respect. That was the problem with McDaniel. He was too young to have the job. But now it seems you would want to be in Tennessee over Indianapolis. Indianapolis seems kind of like defunct, if anything.
Well, I mean, they were obviously terrible this year, but I mean, they were in a lot of games with
a lot of close with games, the former Jacoby Brissett,
third string quarterback of the Patriots. Yeah. I mean, that was.
So you're gonna rely on Frank Gore at 35?
Fuck no.
So you, I guess, I mean,
they'll draft someone.
T.Y. Hilton and Dante Moncrief.
I mean,
Moncrief, feed him, baby. Just feed him. All you gotta do is feed him.
Moncrief's not bad.
He's ready to eat.
T.Y. Hilton's
yeah, terrible. Duh. Why do you say that like you're surprised?
Because a good wide receiver, too, is like Adam Thielen. He's not in that group.
Well, he's pretty good there.
Well, not this year because he had.
Yeah, he was a second-year guy out of Western Michigan.
He's comparing a guy on one of the best. Case fucking Keenum. The guy on one of the worst things.
You're telling me? Right, well, your guy's obviously underperforming.
I mean, Sam Bradford, and Case Keenum, are they now like elite talent?
Case Keenum's the real
he's
deal.
He's putting up numbers. Okay.
I don't believe that.
No, he's putting up numbers. I'm not saying he's elite. I'm just telling you, Eli Manning. That's what a wide receiver too is. It's just funny that you take a guy on one of the best teams in the league and compare him to a guy on one of the worst teams, and he's like, "Oh yeah, your guy sucks." Well,
this guy's a second year out of Western Minnesota,
Western Michigan.
No, Western Minnesota.
What are you talking about?
Thielen.
Yeah. Oh, Thielen, yeah.
He's
undrafted.
Yeah.
He went to
and
like
now
that
you're saying, oh, up. That's crazy. He's from a best offense. He had Case Keenum as his quarterback. And his number one is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
It's not like he's sitting behind T.Y. Hilton.
Case Keenum's good. Case Keenum's better than Jacoby Brissett.
Ooh.
That's kind of 100%.
That's not even close.
I mean, like you said, completely. I thought Brissett did pretty well this year behind an inept.
Well, they went three games, four games.
Yeah. Out of what, 12 with that team?
He did so well. He really did well.
I mean, Keenum led him to the, you know, the Vikings, the second best team in the NFC.
But he doesn't even have a secure job every week up and through the regular season. He wasn't even the regular.
Oh, Case is going to get paid. You know, he's going to.
Maybe that's what he needs to play at this elite level.
Case is going to get paid.
If he loses this weekend, does he get paid by the Vikings? Because I don't think so.
No.
Because he's a fucking backup.
He's coming to Washington. He's going to be the Skins next year. I'm fucking feeling it, baby. Bring on Case Keenum. Dan Snyder is good to spend some terrible money every year. Terrible money worth spending.
This is why you're wrong.
Kirk's gone. No. We're not rolling the dice with Colt McCoy. I heard Baker earlier today.
This is why you're wrong. Pat Shurmur is going to be leaving the Vikings. Who's the offensive coordinator? He's going to get the head coaching job at either the New York Giants or the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Case Keenum is going to sign with that team wherever he goes.
I can see
and they're going to keep Bridgewater in Minnesota, and Bradford's going to be his backup while he is 100%.
Right, so you think Teddy automatically gets the job back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They've been trying to give it back to Teddy since he's been healthy. They didn't call Keenum the starter once until the week of every single week this season.
Bridgewater didn't dress on Sunday. They dressed Bradford. They don't have. So they clearly prefer Bradford.
They're not trying to play him. No, they're not trying to play Bridgewater at 80% when they could just risk Sam. I bet you $100 that Teddy is QB1 in Minnesota on
next
opening
year.
Day. Yeah, I'll and take it. And this is documented. Log it in the file for the
LNO.
He's going to turn out like RG3. He's going to be out of the league in a couple years.
I don't know. And I can't tell you that. I'm not saying that they're going to win the division next year with Teddy. I'm just saying Case Keenum's going to leave with Shurmur, and then Zimmer's going to run with Teddy. And then Keenum goes to, if it would have been... If Washington fired Jay, then maybe Shurmur shows up there. But I think Pat takes him to Arizona.
Jay got an extension, dog. He's cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the offensive coordinator that's
Jay cool.
I think what you're saying is entirely possible. I just think it would be stupid if the Vikings did that. You know,
I think the Vikings lose their offensive coordinator to a head coaching position no matter what, because that's how the life. That's
no, I'm
how
talking about
works.
Case Keenum.
What are you gonna? You gonna sign him to a 5-year deal?
I would rather hold on to Case Keenum than the unknown of Teddy.
It's not unknown. He won the division, or he did well as a rookie, and then tore his ACL in practice. So it's not terribly like he's unknown. He did win. I mean, Phil predicted him.
Like I said, RG3 had a good rookie season, and then he came back and
had a great rookie season. Oh man, it was glorious.
And what's he done since? So I'm just saying, I think you have more of a consistent quarterback in Case Keenum than you do in Teddy Bridgewater. The upside is more for Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, look at Case Keenum's track record and then tell me that this one
year
is not...
He's played for shitty teams.
I mean, you could say that, but at the same time, if you're playing with a third-string offense in the Vikings, I mean, with Stephon Diggs and an Adam Thielen, wouldn't some team people consider that a shitty team?
Maybe, but they've been good this year.
That could be legit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of football.
Why do you have to like pause like that? Why do you have to can you not like glance at something and then like casually keep the conversation going? Like, is it that complicated?
It's
like,
so down in the dumps.
Yeah, it's just like it's like, oh man, I just like right. Oh, my times keep talking about big skin.
Oh shit. Okay. So we've gone a little bit long on football. Shut the fuck up.
I love it, Skip.
So we'll move into our next segment, since Pierce wants us to move along.
It's Olympic season!
Shut up. It's Olympic season. Cue the music. Let's get this going. Bam. So we're going to change the game up. As you know, we have a segment from Pierce every week that comes with how we can change the Olympics up a little bit, make it a little bit more entertaining for us Americans. So, Pierce, hit me with what you got this week.
All right. So, Phil kind of mentioned how he liked this sport a couple weeks ago. The biathlon, which mixes cross-country skiing with rifle shooting. Yeah, you mentioned. You're the one that brought it up.
Okay, that doesn't mean I
you're like, oh, what's that sport where they shoot the guns and they ski? That's a cool sport. You said something like that. So I took it as that you
something
liked
like
it.
Something like that.
Guys, can we get back to the topic at hand?
I mean, you know, Phil wants to fucking talk all like...
Come on,
you know,
let's go.
But anyway, so that's what the biathlon is. So basically what they do is they ski around, they shoot the gun, there's five targets, they're either laying down, they're standing up. It's kind of, what do you call it, mechanical. The targets don't move. They're just like five in a line. They go tick, 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 tick. You miss a target, you take an extra lap. It's like 20-second penalty or some shit. So anyway, that's the game we're talking about here. So my way to improve it, which, I mean, y'all might have your own way to improve it, but I think the target should move. I think there should be good targets. I think there should be bad targets. Like, you know, in the movies when the cops are training, like little girls pop out, and then bad guys pop out. And then, Men in Black, crazy aliens pop out. Shit like that, you know. I think that would really spice up the game. Maybe make them move.
I agree. This isn't a bad idea. Okay, so I'll give you this.
What do you want to do?
Your first idea was bad. Your second idea was good.
So there was just one idea.
Moving targets.
Yeah. Not stationary targets. That's my idea.
So moving and good and bad.
Yeah, and good and bad. Oh, snap. So it was two ideas.
Yeah. So you do have a good idea here.
Yeah.
You have to increase it, and I'm sure that there's some purists out there that really love it how it is. But
it's really boring how it is.
I'd love to meet those guys.
What if
wouldn't you like that? All they only watch the Olympics.
Well, they're all your Norwegian friends.
Yeah, right. It's like we only watch for biathlon. Like I'm only into biathlon. Like they know all about the gun. They know about fucking everything.
So. What I want to do is reach the primitive roots. I want to reach the folks in the southern United States, and I want to reach the people that are in the counties and the countryside across the world.
Shotguns? You want to reach the Trump supporters?
Maybe so. I want to reach all of these folks, and what I want to do is I want to put targets in the wild while you're riding on cross-country skis.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they pop out behind a tree, similar to the bad guys or the aliens that you spoke of. You
got to
ride with... You got to be cross-country skiing with your gun.
On your fucking toes.
With your gun. So you're like, oh, bad guy.
Draw. Yeah. Boom.
I think that's how you do it. And then it keeps the... And then you have cameras where you know the targets are set up, so you see how people's draw are.
Yeah.
You bring back some of the Wild Wild West. You introduce a little bit of the hunting aspects for those that do their own food.
Definitely spice it. This is our best one yet as far as spicing up the game.
We're really peaking in terms of fixing these goddamn Olympics.
This is a good one.
Or you can cage up some deer, some hogs, and then you just release them all at the same time, and then they're just, you know,
have actual everywhere. Animals?
Yeah, yeah.
See, now this is where you're going to get a problem, because if you think of all the countries around the world, like India, they don't like how you treat other animals. Well, then you
can feed
animals,
the athletes so you with
be,
it.
Ooh, that's a good point.
You know, right back at the village. Like, hey, we got all this You could feed a full village.
Yeah. You got it. You got to feed all these athletes somehow. They're all back there just banging. I hear the Olympic Village, they give out more condoms there than, like, anywhere in the world.
Well, if you think of that, that's superhumans being created. It's just like sperm going minus the, you know, the gymnastics coach. That may not have been
Well, I thought we were not going to get there.
Everybody else besides that, you know. Yeah. Ricky Fowler probably has his way.
Ricky!
Him and Allison.
Ricky's the fucking man, dude.
Dude, he does. He's one of my favorite. I like the Young Guns.
I mean, he's no JT, but he's the man.
True, I do agree.
JT!
The zero majors.
Major champ, baby!
I've met him before, humble brag.
JT?
Ricky Fowler.
I'd still like to meet Ricky, too. He's a good guy. One of them. He seems really cool.
He loves his hair, too.
Yeah? It's always looking sharp.
How'd y'all get on that topic of conversation?
So when I was interning for Golf,
because your hair looks pretty fucking good too.
I mean, how do you not have that conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, when I was interning for Golf Magazine, first day on the job, I got brought to a Ricky Fowler photo shoot, and that was like back in the day when he had that long, like, you know,
swoopy,
shag hair. Yeah, and he wouldn't take off his hat. He wouldn't take a picture without his hat on. So that's when I knew. That's when I knew I liked him.
I love it, man. I'd like to meet Ricky. I think I could hang out with Ricky for a bit.
He's a bro.
Yeah, oh, abso-fucking-lutely, dude. They like to go on spring break like they're still 20 years old. They might still be 20 years old. I mean,
I feel like Ricky's been in the PGA for like 10 years now.
He's
Ricky's like 28, probably.
Yeah, he's not that old.
29, yeah.
Still.
He went to school for a little while and then went pro. He
went to Oklahoma State, yeah.
Yeah, but did he go for like, did he graduate?
I think he was there for 2 years and then he went pro.
Yeah. Okay. So he may be a couple years older than Spieth and JT and those boys.
Yeah.
Not many though. Just a couple.
Spieth's bright like future 22. For golf, and we can go on this tangent as long as
I gotta say that was one of the best transitions we've ever done. Yes, right from rifle shooting biathlon into Ricky Fowler's hair.
Yeah. But yeah,
that really was well done. That's called 3 degrees.
The long and short of it. That's kind of what I would do with the biathlon. Put a little bow on it. Yeah.
There you go. Well, cue the second music, because you know our second favorite thing about the Olympics is when you hear your tunes when you're on the podium. So this week's podium segment is items to sneak into a movie theater. So it can be anything. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever makes the movie more enjoyable for you.
Let's you chicks want to bring in a blanket, bring in a fucking blanket, but it better be your bronze, because that's pretty low rent.
I couldn't agree more with what Pierce just said, so guess who we're starting with.
Oh, man, I'll go first, abso-fucking-lutely. All right, so in my bronze position, I'm going to go with either a bottle of water or a Coke. Either one, 20-ounce bottle. Maybe a liter if I'm going, you know, if you get that smart water bottle that's really slim, fits in your back pocket anyway. Gotta have a beverage, baby. Silver, I'm going peanut M&M's, king size. Gotta have a big one. Maybe even two, because you got two pockets. You might bring in two bags. Who knows?
Now, they do make a little noise, you know. There's a lot of, like, ruffling of, like, contact.
And I don't understand why you're so hung up on fucking noise.
Because that also, that gives you away.
But they sell candy there, so they're not like coming up and
what kind of candy is that guy got? Did you buy that?
No, it's not necessarily just that. It could give you it could be suspicious well before you even get to that weirdo that takes all the tickets and just looks at you and judges
you. What do you do? Are you like
I don't know. We'll talk about what's in my pockets later, Pierce. Right. I'm just telling you that sounds like loud candy.
Bag of peanut M&M's. Yeah, that's such a loud candy. But anyway. Last one, you're going to hate this one, too, because you're going to be like, oh, man, you got all these individual rappers. But no, I'm going with Laffy Taffy, and I'm only bringing in the purple and the red Laffy Taffy, because all the other ones are bullshit.
Yeah, the banana fucking sucks.
Fuck banana. I'm not even really into the green either. People think the green's the best. The sour apple or whatever it is. I'm not really into that nonsense. I'm not really into sour things overall. So all you with your sour shit that you're sneaking into the movies, keep it to your fucking self. I don't want any of it.
Get
that
shit out
of
here.
I don't want any of it. I don't want it. Keep it all. You have it. But that's mine. And I think it's pretty fucking good. Who's next? Who's next?
It's pretty easy to follow that. It's not very strong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll go with BBD. Let's give
we'll
it a shot.
We'll go around the table.
Come on.
So with my bronze, I've got Twizzlers. So fuck all you haters out there. And I'm not talking about the pull and peel Twizzlers, because that is absolute trash.
You're talking about this
straight up
one-piece Twizzler that you can drink out of if you wanted to.
Yeah, but they come in packs of like 12.
Right? Yeah. But aren't you worried about that big package being in your pocket and making so much noise?
No, that's a back pocket situation. Look, I'm team Twizzler.
Well, okay, why wouldn't M&M's be back pocket? Yeah,
because if you go you can hear them knocking against each other. Twizzlers are all like a brick. It's like a brick in there.
If you go back pocket with M&M's, you're going to crush that shit when you sit down.
Yeah, you put them in the
thing. But a lot of people get too high for movies and they forget to take that shit out.
You put it in your front pocket. It doesn't make any noise. It's a thing in your pocket.
Anyway, Twizzlers.
I can't wait. Big thing of Twizzlers.
I'm Team Twizzler, I want to let everyone know. If you're Team Redvine and think you're Team Twizzler, then you're the worst.
Get the fuck out of here, Redvine.
And if you buy Redvines, when someone asks for Twizzlers, then you can literally get fucked. Yeah. That's the worst.
And Twizzlers, you can just break that shit up. You can put it in your Coke. You can use it as a fucking straw.
They're all fucking Walmart shoppers, Phil.
Multi-purpose.
I'm okay with
Twizzlers.
That.
Twizzlers is a great one.
Yeah, so that's my bronze.
You're not going to find any argument there. And if you bring it in, they're probably like $1. And if you buy it there, you're probably like $6.75 or some shit.
That's a nice return on your investment.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff.
I'm always thinking.
If you watch Shark Tank and you had profit margins like that, they'd be all over that fucking shit. They'd be like, yes, buy. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so with my silver, I'm going a flask with whiskey.
Ooh, okay.
I don't really care too much. You know, I mean, I'm normally a Maker's Mark guy, but whatever you're feeling. And
yeah, you don't need the
top shelf.
You're just going to go well for the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so you're telling me you want to shoot well, hot whiskey in the movie? That doesn't sound enjoying.
You don't need to get fancy.
Well, it depends on what movie it is. You know,
that's a good point.
If it's a comedy,
maybe get a little sprightly with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You might splurge for a drink.
If it's a comedy, you might get a
run. Yeah, but I don't know, man. He might not want to get too close to that counter with the Twizzlers in his pocket. They might make noise. I'm like, wait, you didn't buy those
Are you coming
up on?
Aren't you scared of just about everybody that's behind that counter? They're just going to take all your money and rob you?
Whoa, what is that?
I was going to get bombed when I gave you my idea, so I'll relay that theory later. You thought like it was the worst thing in the world.
What?
Getting cups from people at the stand.
Oh, no,
so now you're saying getting a drink is bad?
I just thought that. Getting a regular Coke is
definitely not.
Yeah, what about water? Walking up me like, I need a cup for water. And then
you get
like,
a water from them. What are you talking about?
Who gets a water at the movie? That's
you talked about
food.
Bringing a water into the movie.
Yeah, but I don't walk up and ask for a cup. That's pretty weak.
Water's free at the movie, and you're going to pay $2 at a 7-Eleven across the street to get it.
You're going to walk in and ask somebody for a cup of water at the movie? I would never.
Even
that's not that crazy.
Even a Dasani is like $2.99 probably.
You're wrong in this one, I believe.
I would never walk in and ask
for a
cup of
water. Here's
the
thing. Nobody's going to walk into a movie theater and order a cup of water. You're going to buy the bottle
of
water.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't even give you a cup of water. They would make no bullshit.
Feels right.
So
they would make you buy the bottle.
No, you
bullshit.
Would not.
No.
They have fucking water fountains there as well.
No, they'll make you buy the bottle.
They will not give you a cup.
You could just bring an empty bottle in and fill it up with fucking water.
I said, why don't you just put on your
cup? Then that would get that out. That would be flaunting the situation. That would be defeating the purpose of what your process is.
That would have been a
good one. But that's what I said earlier. Just bring your own fucking cup. No one walks in. Phil's totally right here. They would be like, nah, you can buy this bottle of water. Pretty much now, if you even go to McDonald's, still might give you
a cup. And then, any place that has a fountain drink would give you a water. You're not buying bottled Coke.
Regal Cinema is not playing that bullshit.
You idiot. They're not giving you bottled Cokes. You're getting fountain
drinks. You know he's mad now because he's throwing out. He's throwing out.
I called you an idiot, a moron. Do you get bottled Coca-Cola when you go to if you buy one from the movie?
No, but that's a fountain. They're like $6 or something.
Yeah, so what would. Do they not have fountain water?
They're not giving you. No, they do.
They sell bottles of water.
They don't sell bottles of Coke.
Let's go to the movies.
Can I get to my goal?
You're wrong, Pierce. Let's go tomorrow night. I swear to God. And whoever, like, if you walk in, like,
shut up. We're going to BVD.
All right.
Your segment's done, Pierce.
Yeah,
you're done.
All right, man. Gold. I got popcorn seasoning. So, I mean,
so he's going to the counter. For sure.
I don't know about you guys, but I can't do just like, you know, your standard popcorn.
I might be
able to get by with a little bit of butter, but I mean, you can get some like ranch seasonings, barbecue, put that on the popcorn.
So what is your go-to seasoning then? Like, what do you bring? Because I'm thinking like a Tony Sacheray, maybe a garlic powder. What do you think?
I mean, they make like actual popcorn seasoning.
Sacheray. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking ranch. Ranch is kind of my go-to.
The dried ranch?
Oh, dried ranch,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a bold... I haven't ever put that on top of
maybe like a little Chipotle Baja. I don't even know that's a thing, but fuck it.
I was like, what the fuck's a Baja seasoning? I've never heard of it.
It sounds Southwestern.
Sounds like something from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Definitely Southwestern. Wait, so do you have butter on there too already? Or are you just putting this on there? You'd be like, give me that plain popcorn.
Nah, I feel like you gotta have some butter on there.
Yeah, the liquid kind, right?
You get a little wet, dry action, you know? Mm-hmm.
It sticks better, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
All right, I got an honorable mention, too.
Ooh, I love an honorable mention.
Just came up with it. Yes. So, for a guy who likes to get a nice little buzz on, a can of Grizzly Long Cut.
Ooh, sleeper.
Yeah.
Where are you getting your cup?
Not to shit on this, but
where are you getting your cup?
Is that even illegal, though? Like, is that sneaking in? Like, you probably can dip at a movie theater, huh?
Yeah, it's probably frowned.
That's a good point.
Okay, so I was... No, okay, so I was at the movies...
Smuggling in things that are allowed. All right,
touche.
Well,
it's still essential. It's in your backpack.
It's needed.
I feel like it's like jerking off on an airplane, you know? It's like, it's not illegal, but it's highly advised against, you know?
Yeah,
It's frowned upon.
Because, like, okay.
Drinking off on an airplane may be even further past that line.
It's probably illegal.
Let's go to Phil.
I think that is illegal by this point. I mean, maybe it didn't used to be.
Debatable.
Well, if you got a blanket, nobody knows. It's nothing's illegal.
If you jerk off on the airplane, give us a call.
Yeah. Let us know. KW Wilson. God, I wish I knew his email.
We're gonna mute Pierce's mic here.
International flight, go to the bathroom.
Just a little quick tug and get that 7-hour nap.
Does that count as the Mile High Club? Like,
absolutely
with
not.
Yourself?
Nah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But
it's
I'm
called
not
the Mile High Solo.
Yeah, it's still a club, right?
I don't know where we have gone awry. But
I don't either.
Let's see if we can get back.
Phil is doing something.
Phil, give us a little bronze, please.
Coming in at the bronze, we got. Well, since we're so critical of sneaking things in and getting caught and whatever, I'm just going to do a water bottle of booze.
I don't think anybody would ever get caught.
That's safer. That sounds safe.
Put it in my back pocket. I mean, they're not going to stop me. Love like, it. Oh, you got a water bottle.
Yeah, that's why I'm carrying in the Coke or the water.
Yeah.
Boom. That's your bronze? That's good.
That's my bronze. All right. Silver. Boom. I'm going to go with some Reese's Pieces.
Ooh.
That's a strong candy play, Phil.
Not only is it a good candy, but you can also, you know, in lieu of BVD's popcorn seasoning, you could sweeten it up, throw some Reese's on the popcorn.
Oh,
it's pretty good.
All right. Wow.
For those at home, that's a little stoned appetit for you, right?
Wow.
That sounds fantastic.
Phil, you just blew my mind, but I am going to do that the next time I go.
So you're dumping. Well,
I'm going to actually keep them separate, but take a handful of, like, all girls popcorn and then a handful of Reese's Pieces.
That's just good.
I can't wait. That just blew my mind. That's well played, sir. Good. You may have had a really shitty Sunday because your team lost because you had bad karma, but that was a good idea.
Made up for it.
You made up for your safety not making that tackle and y'all losing at the last second. Right there.
And with my gold... vape pen.
Ooh, that's kind of out of left.
I've got ADD. It's hard to sit through a movie for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, I need that little pacifier.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's going to be hard to follow that. That may be my, that may be the winner right there. How we threw that Reese's Pieces in with the popcorn into vape pen. That's well played, sir.
I've got a quick little vape pen comment, though, before we move on. So if you're like an outsider and you sit next to a guy,
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely violating people's, you know, space, right, and whatever. But I'm a piece of shit.
But
so
you
don't care. Yeah.
See, my theory is if you can keep it to where it's not like this huge cloud, like those douchebags with the big boxes that look like the size of your cell phone when they're puffing clouds. If you're smoking something,
well, yeah, that's
and
the thing.
Like,
you blowing
discreetly
this
get this done. Like if
you
discreetly
you just
get
hold
this
it in
done
for a while.
Yeah, you ghost it, as some would say. Then I don't think it's that crazy. The key is to also cover up the light at the end, so no one even really knows what's going on.
Sure. Right,
but at the same time, I do understand what you're coming from. Like some guy next to you be like, I'm trying to watch a movie and this guy's over here just getting like lifted.
Yeah.
Sitting here smoking a cigarette in the right fucking place. And you're like, come on.
No, I mean, so not that I have anything against it. I don't give a shit.
I'm team baby.
Yeah, no. There's certainly people that are going to be upset about it. But yeah, you sit in the back or, you know, not around somebody. And
you have to profile. You profile who you're sitting in next
check
to.
Check out the scene.
Yeah,
first.
You're like, you these people don't give a fuck if I'm smoking or if I pull out my bottle full of whiskey in my pocket. Like, you have to profile who your neighbors are going to be. Who's looking over your shoulder? Because unless you go back row, which is like for high schoolers, or if you go front row, which is for the late people, I mean, you got to pick. I mean, it's strategic. So it all depends, but I like the play. It's well played.
Thanks.
It's going to be hard to beat that. So I'm kind of scared to start, but I feel that I'm starting with a pretty strong play. And I'm Sour Patch
Strong
kids.
Play in the bronze. Huh.
Yeah. It means it can only go up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure enough, yeah. Man.
Sour Patch Kids. They're usually keep about them. $5-6 at least at the... and you get that small box that has the bag
well,
inside of it.
Out.
Yeah, so you're like...
They do that with
the
M&M's, too. They do that with everything.
I know. That works.
That's bullshit.
That's why you don't buy the peanut M&M's there.
This
you
is
think
why
the whole box
I didn't
is
tell
y'all
about my cell. That's my cell right there. I think I got y'all good. That's... Everybody hates that. Like,
yeah,
that's
the
biggest
bullshit,
bitch.
But
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to eat your Sour Patch Kids. So.
That's cool. I mean, you have a very pussy palate. It's not a big
all
deal.
To you.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So I think that's a pretty strong bronze, but my silver is, I like the liquor and the alcohol play. And so I like to think that if you go with someone that has had a purse with them, then the wine bag is also nice. Like Pierce yelled dramatically into the microphone earlier. Yes, you have to get cups from the people at the front, but also you could just ask for a cup of water and then dump it out. You can fucking
but
buy
who
a
asked for a cup
you
of
could
water?
Buy a Coca-Cola
like,
then. Buy the Coca-Cola.
Be like, oh, let me get a cup of water.
It's okay. We've already had this discussion, so
yeah,
we will not do it again.
Yeah. Well,
but yes.
Or you just bring your own cups.
Yeah, technically you can just bring your own cups.
Yeah, I mean, if you
that's
bring
what
it in
I
bottle,
said. That's
fine.
What I said from the start.
If
it
will
I was
get
like, why
Pierce
don't you bring
to
the
stop
cups?
Talking about it, I will bring my own cup.
Yeah, okay.
I
told you.
The bag of wine is the plan. I've done it, and so that's the only reason I use it. I've never brought like a bottle of booze in, like trying to get real lit. But it
well,
is,
it's not like I'm trying to get lit, you know. I'm just passing the time.
Just I, know,
I, agree.
Yeah.
I know, I agree. And so, like, growing up in Mississippi, we didn't have the fancy old Alamo draft houses or where you could drink while you were at a movie theater. But out here, we have them. So I'm like, oh, I'll have a white Russian and I'll have some chicken tenders with french fries. And they're like, all right, it'll be out here in 15 minutes and we won't tell anybody. And I was like, perfect.
No, I mean,
so I get it. Like, I want more drinks in the venue, but growing up, it was you had to sneak stuff in. So it was we'll bring an airplane bottle of booze, or we brought the bag of wine.
Well,
so I took that.
Well, growing up in Mississippi, isn't the only like option to go to a drive-in movie theater? So you could sneak whatever the fuck you want into a drive-in
no,
movie theater.
I don't know, but I'm
no,
pretty sure
like,
that's how you were conceived. That's how you were all
belief.
Conceived. I'm pretty
we
sure
don't
that
have a lot of drive-ins.
We need to bring those back. Cold seat. Yeah, cold throne. What's it called? So we're on to gold. And my gold is Chewy Sprees. You don't even have to at me. It's just my favorite candy. I don't
yeah,
care.
They don't make
they
any
don't,
noise at all. They're so
no,
quiet.
They're loud. They're loud. But
are you bringing the bag?
The worth. It's worth it. It's worth taking the risk. Man. If you're going to get caught, it's worth having
if,
your best candy
if
in
I'm
there.
Gonna, I'm going to have, it. Like, okay.
If I'm in a three, is... shut up, Pierce. It's not your podium.
But I got something better
shut
than Chewy fucking
Pierce.
Sprees, bro.
Yeah, well, you should have spoke about it earlier. what's it called?
Man,
it's not your turn.
He's riled up tonight, boy.
I'm just
putting
you
what.
In your place.
God, he's riled up. It's
shut
great.
Up, Pierce.
What you got?
Chewy Sprees. They're the best. That's all I got. I'm not having to make a hard argument about it, but they're not sold
they're
anywhere.
They're not the best, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's like your opinion, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like
thank you.
Opinion.
That's. I mean, that's what podiums are, dicks.
Yeah.
Are there individual flavors of Chewy Sprees, or are they all the same flavor?
No, there are
they're
like
different.
Four, and they really are magical.
I mean, but regular sprees all taste the same, don't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. I don't eat regular sprees. I don't think so. I haven't seen
regular sprees. I guess they taste a little different.
I think you're thrown off by the color, and you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, they probably all pretty much taste the same. But dude, Shock Tarts are better than Chewy's sprees.
This guy eats like chicken tenders 6 days a week. Yeah, sure.
Shock Tarts are the shit.
They changed the name to Sweet Tarts, or like
Chewy
Sweet Tarts, is what they moved away from the Shock Tarts.
Shock Tarts are the sour ones.
Shock Tarts, they're their own brand. They're not by the Sweet Tarts. Tart people.
Look it up. I had to look it up after I saw it at the gas station. I swear to God, I literally did the same thing.
They still shock you then?
Same flavor. Blue is still the best. Purple is second best.
Blue is not the best in anything.
Blue is the best Sweet Tart.
Blue is not. No, it's not. Blue is not the best in anything.
Blue's pretty good.
Man, I don't know how y'all like blue anything. Blue is the best. Blue is the only Sweet Tart I'm not into.
Typical.
Yeah.
If this was a jury.
I would say lose. I would say lose.
It is 3-1. Pierce is wrong. And if you want to express your opinions, don't be shy to go follow us and tweet us at LNO Podcast.
Let us know, y'all.
We're going to post the poll of who had the best one. I think we're pretty unanimous in the fact that Pierce got last.
Man, I don't know.
But don't forget to go reply.
That's like your opinion, man. Because it was like, what do I want to bring into a movie?
Phil just said that.
Yeah, man. I know.
God. You're just not hitting today.
Dude, I know he just said that. What are you talking about?
Just piggybacking.
Yeah.
Just riding Phil's way, dude. Just riding
Phil's take into a movie? Like, I'm sorry, it's not up to your standards. You don't want to take my stuff into the movie, but it's cool. It's really cool.
All right. So, yeah, go vote. Don't be shy. Let us know who you think is won. And we'll move on to one of our new segments of the week.
Yay!
We're going to incorporate a little Christmas gift. Pierce has been nice enough to bless us with his, "Hey, Alexa." We're going to play a game called Ask Alexa. Pierce, go ahead.
Well, this week...
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, see, Skip's not really good. She doesn't like Skip. This week, she's just going to tell us a joke because we didn't really think of anything great to ask her. So, Alexa... tell me a joke.
What does spring sound like?
What?
Boing.
She never disappoints.
Oh, that was one of her best ones in a minute, Skip. Did y'all see that coming?
I didn't at all.
That was better than the Laffy Taffy joke.
Yeah. So we're actually going to close up shop this evening by not only thanking our boys over at Shinesty. We appreciate y'all letting us crack the beers this evening. Y'all are good men. Don't forget, go on to the website, shinesty.com. And when you find those retro threads, don't forget to use loud69 in the promo code to get 15% off your next order. In summation, I think we found a new little segment that we're going to create or do. We're not really sure how well it's going to work, but we're going to incorporate this little slut Alexa. And... oops, I already got her attention. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a little shot clock, airing of grievances, things that we didn't catch during the show. Everyone give us a little bit of a shot clock summation of what you think.
They're just volume shots, Skip. They're anything that you want to talk about.
Do it, bro.
Anything you want to talk about that we might have missed, you know, because we probably missed some shit. I know we missed something that I wanted to talk about, but, you know, what do y'all got? Y'all got anything you want to talk about?
No, I think we covered it all, so I appreciate it. You want to lead it off with, you can start Alexa on the timer, and then you can go ahead and start us with your voice.
Volume shot.
Alexa. Yubee! Alexa, set a timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
Go. So I don't know if y'all saw this, but I want to talk about the Eagles fan that got kicked out of the game for being too drunk and not having a ticket. I don't really get how the whole not having a ticket thing, we can get to that later. But anyway, on his way out, he attacked a mounted cop and he started punching the police horse in the face repeatedly. Anyway, he got arrested on multiple charges and could face animal cruelty charges when he shows up to court later this month.
That was 26 seconds!
Alexa, off.
All right.
So, I went a little over, so shoot me. But how does this guy get in without a ticket? Like, $100 handshake for a playoff game? Is that how it works? I mean, do you just run by? Like, what's going on here?
You could probably run by those people pretty easily.
Actually. And I love that he's in there just getting drunk as shit without even having a ticket. Obviously, I mean, if you're raising enough hell just to get into kicked a game, out,
like you're clearly there.
This defeats the purpose of the 24-second thing.
No, but we can discuss. But no, you can discuss it after it. I mean, like, yeah, like
he just got on his podium.
Yeah,
for 24 seconds.
Yeah, I was on my soapbox for 24 seconds. It's a little soapbox, but anyway. Y'all might have something else y'all want to talk about, but I thought that was great.
Well done.
Eagles
well
fans
done.
Are nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
They're the best.
They're the worst. Oh, wait.
The old stadium had a jail in it. Does the Link have a jail in it?
No, it doesn't, okay. Unfortunately.
Okay,
I wish that would make us, you know, yes. Cooler.
Uber
up
fucking
street,
badass.
Up your street cred.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll just act like it
it's
does.
It's the most try-hard thing I've ever heard of, yeah. But it's okay.
Oh, it's fucking great.
Well, maybe that's why they got rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, he must not be
these are like throw batteries at people and shit.
Santa.
Yeah.
We've chilled out a little bit over the years.
We've come down a little
bit. I don't know, dude. I saw when the Saints beat on the playoffs a couple years ago, one of your fans spit in the face of another Saints fan. So
well, I mean,
I don't know if that's exactly calming down.
I'm not,
no, it was all on video.
They
the dude definitely didn't
it,
deserve
so.
It.
They
he
probably
didn't.
Deserve it.
Well, he said it was like Hoodad or something. The dude goes, fuck you, and spits in his face.
I might spit in his face, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's par for the course. Philly fans.
Love it.
Well, what's it called? I know this is new, BVD. Do you have a 24 seconds you want to throw out there?
I'll throw something out there.
There you go. Don't be shy.
You can choose to have it in or not, whatever.
I know. Well, it's going to be.
Edit this out. All right.
Alexa, set a timer for 24
seconds. 24 seconds, starting now.
On the clock. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw the video today that kind of went viral of the high school ref, high school basketball ref, that was wearing a toupee. And a ball came and hit him in the head, and his toupee got knocked off on the floor. That's got to be so demoralizing as a fucking person who
thinking
has to wear a toupee.
So
I didn't
oh
even know.
God.
Oh, shit. I'll let him keep going.
No, it's all right. I mean, there's my 24 seconds. So.
I didn't even know Alexa, people still wore toupees. Just thought you get hair plugs.
Yeah, I mean, you would think if you're a ref and you're like you know, actively like running and stuff, you got to have that thing strapped down to your fucking head, right? If
yeah, it had
not,
to be
I
on
mean,
there pretty good in the first place.
How right. do they keep them on? Like glue or tape? How does this work?
I think it's like
as
a
guy with
great
hair, I wouldn't know. I'm just curious.
Safety yeah,
pin
I, don't
your
know.
Hair?
I think it's like some kind of skull cap and then they pin it to it or stuff. I don't
yeah.
know.
Kind of like how you keep a yarmulke.
The risk reward.
Yeah,
there
it's kind of what I'm. That's, it's
yeah,
kind
how
of
do
what
people
I
keep
yeah, no, so that's exactly
what I'm saying. Yarmulke, man.
Yeah, they definitely got some little pins on them.
Yeah, so for all
fantastic.
For our bald listeners out there, you know,
yeah,
let us,
if
let
y'all
know
can
how
let
you guys
us know,
it.
Like, yeah, how exactly you keep that shit on there? Because yeah, it seems like running up and down the court.
We swear we won't out you for wearing a toupee.
Yeah,
you're gonna be completely anonymous.
Yeah, we won't use your name. Just slide into the direct messages and tell us.
Hypothetical question for you guys: if you were bald, would you wear a toupee, or would you just?
I'd go the Van Pelt.
Would you just rock the baldness?
I'd go the Van Pelt. Like you shave whatever's left. Like if it's no man standing over there, like top's all gone, you only got sides, you just yeah. gotta shave it and go.
No, you can't go. The, you can't go the Costanza.
The risk
yeah.
is
yeah. shout out to Banks. You
the risk
it well.
Isn't worth the reward. I mean,
I'm too lazy.
If you right. have
well, I think it takes a little effort
like
to
head.
Keep it shaven because otherwise it only grows on the sides, and you
yeah,
have to do
yeah.
it fairly often.
I guess,
like,
but
it's an A+ attempt at making sure that you look good for the situation you got at hand. Is kind of the game. I agree with it though, like. Bring your best. Don't fucking go out there and be like, oh, I know I'm bringing my C game here with my hair today. Like, fix that shit. So, yeah, don't go the bald island look.
Nah, don't do that.
Don't
gonna,
do it.
Don't write it out and be like, I'm just going to say what I got left. Phil.
What?
Phil.
What?
Phil.
24
what?
Seconds.
Phil, you
I was going to call you bald.
Oh.
I
was.
I feel like I have a pretty full head of hair.
Yeah, yeah like, good. He's doing good.
You're the baldest one here, though.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But yeah. I mean, yeah, if you want to, like, compare.
Just like, the shortest hair.
Well, yeah. I mean, we kind of touched on
oh,
this.
Oh, wait, time out. Time we got to start
but the clock. But hold on, we got to start the clock. I mean, we're just wondering if you were ready. You know, Kip was trying to do something else.
I was making just a side joke.
Just want to keep picking on Phil, you know. I don't know why he's all into this tonight.
You got to use our sponsor, Amazon Alexa.
It's great. But yeah, I mean, we got it. We got to get her hooked up. So, Alexa, set a timer for 24 seconds.
Well, I don't really have anything. I was just
Alexa, set a timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
She tells you when to start.
I mean, this is something we've touched on already, you know, Marcus Williams and the blown tackle. But I just want to give a shout-out to all the Saints fans who have been, you know, typically when somebody fucks up that bad, you make death threats on them, whatever. People are idiots.
You think people have?
They've shown a ton of support for this dude, and I'm pretty proud of all the Saints fans. So all y'all can go fuck yourselves, too.
Ooh, that was good
just
time.
Just in time.
Cool.
Skip, are you ready?
I'm ready, Pierce. Let's do it.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're ready? Because you don't really look like you're ready.
I'm ready, kinda... Pierce. Let's do it.
Alexa. Set a timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
Have mercy. We're going to do a little same faces, new places. Kevin Sumlin is taking over for Rich Rod over in Arizona, who got fired for having his mistress on the sideline next to his wife. So from that to, you know, just those old guys that we used to love over there at Texas A&M, you know, we cheered for them all ruthlessly and such. I want to give out a shout out to Rich Rod. Damn! Rich Rod, if you're out there, come on the podcast, defend yourself against your allegations.
Alexa, off.
Also, your side piece looks like some smoking hot talent. And I think that's going to be the rest of the episode for this evening. We do appreciate y'all tuning back in. Sorry for the, I guess, elongated episode. But again, if you don't mind, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and review. Let us know who you think, I guess, won, I guess, this week's podium. As well as don't forget to go vote on the Twitter poll. LNO podcast on Instagram
and Twitter. If Skip remembers to post it.
Yeah, if I can remember to post it, we will do that. At this point, I've already lost it.
And check out the website, halfsports.com.
Yeah, read them Mikey Buckets articles.
Yeah, we have some content posted for college basketball, literally nothing else. So go give it a read. And
some NBA.
NBA, mostly.
Mostly NBA.
Yeah.
Almost all NBA, actually. Yeah. Oh, no, there was Grayson Allen stuff.
But yeah, mostly.
We're kind of all over the place. So yeah, just get, shit. Go over to the website. Give us a look. Don't forget to, I guess, leave us reviews as well. Thanks again.
5 stars only. Hail State. Fuck around, y'all.
Who dat?
Rebs.
Fly was fly.